It's always great to be together with a bunch of great believers, eh? Yes, sirree, Bob. Do you guys have something to say to me? I am what the Word of God says I am. I have what the Word of God says I have. I will be what the Word of God says I will be. I can do what the Word of God says I can do. And I have God's favor in my life. Spanish?
Yo soy lo que la palabra de Dios dice que soy. Yo tengo lo que la palabra de Dios dice que tengo. Yo seré lo que la palabra de Dios dice que seré. Yo puedo hacer lo que la palabra de Dios dice que puedo hacer. Y yo tengo el favor de Dios en mi vida.
Give yourselves a hand. Hey, I'm telling you guys, you're coming along. No, it's great. Those are positive affirmations. Yep, they kind of work, telling you who you are, and you start believing it. Some sooner than later. Turn to Isaiah chapter 14. Got some really cool things to share today. God's Word is absolutely fabulous, as always. It's always the bestseller book in the world, and the best thing you could ever spend time reading. This is a very special time of year for us because it represents the time of year when Jesus paid a price for us. He died when God raised him from the dead so that Jesus wouldn't have to stay dead. And then when Jesus ascended to heaven. And so we study these things, we think on these things at this time of year because this is around when it happened, and we put to heart the meanings of those things so that we can teach others. Most of you guys know this stuff, and so you might say, gosh, you know, every year it's the same thing. Well, first of all, it's not, because I don't teach the same teaching twice usually. And secondly, it's good to hear it because it rejuvenates you. It reestablishes your firm foundation in the Word. Today I wanted to share on the two aspects that mean the most to me of Resurrection Sunday, the resurrection and the ascension. A lot of people use those terms synonymously. Do you know what synonymous means? The same. But they're not the same. Everybody say that. They're not the same. You've got to understand that. If you do, a new vista of understanding from God's Word will open unto you. Whether in fantasy or by real attempt, man and spirit have sought heavenly ascension. In other words, people try to get to heaven. Fantasy, real attempt. Today, man satisfies this resurrection and ascension hunger by folklore and fantasy. The closest man has come to any sort of resurrection reality and of any ascension reality is by teaching that you go to heaven upon your death. That's it. There's no other substance. There's no other form of information out there that they could use. So they rely strictly on folklore and fantasy. There's no other substance whatsoever in the Word, in the world, except for what the truth is about Jesus Christ. And that's why we spend time studying it, learning it, believing it, and then teaching others. So let's look at the resurrection and ascension experience through hungry eyes. Eyes that want to expose the lies and the terrible guidance on this subject. Eyes that want to bask in the truth of God's Word. we wouldn't be sitting in this room together if Christ hadn't been resurrected from the dead and ascended into heaven. That's a fact. In Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High." Well, I suppose that's the source of our troubles. Everybody agree? Well, sure. Lucifer's goal was to ascend into heaven and become like God. Now, this is when he was one of the archangels. He's not that anymore, though, is he? Even the devil couldn't ascend into heaven. Here's what I'd like to say. No other man or power is allowed into heaven unless it was a revelation visit. Nobody else has gotten there. Have you? How about your grandma? Nope. Nobody else has ascended into heaven except the man Jesus Christ. Satan has been allowed to visit God's throne room. Well, let me tell you, there's a whole lot more to heaven than that. But he's been allowed to visit the throne room. You can read about that in Job. There's a lot of building going on there, if you hadn't noticed. Well, you'd have to read that in the Word. A lot of preparation going on. But I think it's safe to say that he is not privy to all the renovations that have taken place since he was kicked out millions of years ago. He doesn't get to go up there in Rome. Okay? He's not allowed. He lost the fight. The heavens anticipated, the rebellious rejected, heaven won. Turn to John chapter 1. I want to touch on a couple people that were pretty awesome and that had unique experiences regarding the resurrection and ascension. John chapter 1, verse 45. "Philip findeth Nathanael and saith unto him, We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. We found him. And Nathanael said unto him, Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth?" Well, was that a mean thing to say? No. I'll show you why. "Philip said unto him, Come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and saith of him, Behold, an Israelite, indeed," in other words, this is one of the real ones, "in whom is no guile." There was no guile in him. So his question had no guile. So it was an okay question. "Nathanael saith unto him, Whence knowest thou me?" How do you know me, Jesus? "Jesus answered and said unto him, Before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw ya." Nathanael answered and said unto him, "Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said unto him, "Because I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? That's all it takes for you to believe? Thou shalt see greater things than these, Nathanael." You're pretty awesome, dude. "And he saith unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see heaven open, And the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Whoa. That's amazing. Did that give anybody a mind picture? Yeah. If it didn't, go back and read that again. Heaven has been receiving angels for quite some time. These angels were responsible to take care of Jesus. And guess who had a front row seat? Nathaniel. He got to watch this. You guys think it's amazing when you watch your dad out there working out. This beats that, okay? Can you imagine being able to see this kind of thing? This guy had no bitterness in his soul. None. I wish I was like that. I don't want to have any bitterness in me. How about you? I would hope you say the same. Well, Nathaniel didn't. Wow. What an amazing man he must have been. Just amazing. He had no bitterness in his soul. I wonder if he's in heaven now. Any guesses? Good. Because he's not in heaven at all. Oh, I shouldn't have got off on that. Sorry. John chapter 3, verse 12. Yeah, I went to a soccer game last night. I'm so excited. I feel like I've been working out for 3 or 4 hours. I'm thirsty, you know. Okay. John chapter 3, verse 12. Karen, that one was for you. You and your indoor soccer thing up there. I hope you're still playing. Maybe when we get together one day, we'll have to go out on the pitch. Yeah, okay. John 3, verse 12. If I have told you earthly things and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? Do you know that for the most part, you can't talk to people about heavenly things? Just forget it. Forget it. You can't do it. If I've told you earthly things and you believe not, you know, go up and say, hey, you know, if you take magnesium, it makes your arteries stronger. They go, get off that. That's an earthly thing, okay? Let me tell you about angels in heaven. The guy just turns into this deer with the lights in his eyes, you know, headlights in his eyes, and his ears go flap, flap. Big doors come out and they shut. Mm-hmm. How shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? Verse 13. I don't know if I should read this. It just contradicts our world today. It contradicts churches. Oh gosh. And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. No man, but whoever that one guy is, no man. What about my grandma? Oh, come on, Jer. She's up there. I know she helped me last week. Verse 13, and no man hath ascended up to heaven. Okay. Well, if you have a problem with that, you definitely have a problem with verse 12, the earthly things too. Okay. Well, isn't that something? Verse 15, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God hath not sent his Son into the world to condemn the world. Yeah, but I always feel so guilty. Well, that's your problem. That's not what Christ did. He came not to judge, not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Now, why would you be talking guilt, fear, and condemnation out of one side of your mouth and salvation that the world might be saved out of your other? You see how twisted our minds get sometimes? That's because we live in the world. Sorry, I wouldn't have dropped you here, but I'm not God. But I'm here, so I got to deal with it just like you. It's amazing. God's done everything he can to fix this situation, But that repair time is coming when Jesus Christ comes back. You look to that one, okay? Well, the only man ever to ascend into heaven was Jesus. Nobody else. No other man has, let me say this properly, ever stepped foot into heaven. Ever. Either before Christ or after. No man. How many of you have a problem with that? Wow. Gosh. I'm not sure. You just have to kind of wonder what goes on in your head because of what you've been taught. All the TV shows teach it. You can't go anywhere without hearing it. It's just everywhere. Romans 10. I want to tell you something. God's got his perspective on this ascension thing. You know, resurrection is when you get taken out of the earth. You know, you're dead. And then you get revitalized, so to speak. Get a new body. And the resurrection of Jesus Christ happened 3 days and three nights after his death. You know, different biblical examples. People might have been dead for a day, you know, a couple hours. There's even people on the earth that have died and they've been brought back to life, you know. Nobody got raised from the dead like Jesus did. 3 days and three nights. That's dead. That's dead. Okay. That's the resurrection. And certainly no man who had been raised from the dead, be it an hour, a day, or three, ever ascended into heaven but Jesus Christ. Romans 10 verse 6, but the righteousness which is of believing speaketh on this wise, says this, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. This is the treason policy. Do you like that? Treason. Interesting concept. Say not in thine heart. In other words, don't do this. Who shall ascend into heaven? Do I get to go? Do you get to go? Can we all go right now? Don't do it. Don't do it, he said. That is to bring Christ down from above. That's what happens. That's the treason part. You can't do that. You're not allowed to speak against God's word. The word is very clear on what our ascension stance is supposed to be. We are not supposed to be caught up in getting caught up to heaven. That will come soon enough. We're supposed to look for the return of Christ, our great hope. But we are not to teach that we bypass this great return. And that's what the churches today do. They bypass the return of Christ. Think about it. Today is not the time to ask who shall ascend into heaven. Christ's resurrection from the dead and ascension into heaven are two separate events. It's one thing to be raised from the dead, and Jesus wasn't the first. It was entirely another to ascend into heaven. Christ was the first. John chapter 20. This is the Easter story. We don't use the word Easter. I don't like the word Easter. The word Easter has a lot of pagan implication to it. I've never been able to connect a bunny who has the ability to lay eggs with Jesus. And I'd prefer that we don't go there in this teaching. Okay? We call this Resurrection Sunday. It's not Ascension Sunday. That didn't happen until 40 days later, when he actually ascended into heaven for good. He went up there before too. John 20 verse 1. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. And she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple, and came to the sepulchre. So they both ran together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulchre. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lie, and the napkin that was above his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also that other disciple, which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. For as yet they knew not the scripture that would be experientially, that he must rise again from the dead. They all knew he was going to, but they didn't know it had happened yet. Then the disciples went away again unto their own home. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping. This is kind of like what my wife and girls do when I go out to a soccer game and I come back. They've been watching Lifetime and they're just crying. It's amazing. Now, verse 11, I think a lifetime passed for Mary with what was about to happen here. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and seeth two angels in white sitting. Can you imagine? Let's see, Nathaniel gets to see the angels ministering unto Jesus, and old Mary gets to see two angels in white sitting, one at the head and another at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Yeah. She saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. She was upset because his body was gone. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. She didn't know. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou hast borne him hence, if you've taken him, tell me where you laid him, and I will take him away. Wow, what a woman. How's she going to do that? Anyway, Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Oh, chills. Whoa. Jesus saith unto her, Don't touch me, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Now you go back and tell them I'm going to be ascending right away, but don't touch me because I haven't done that yet. Nobody's allowed to touch me until then. Do you know that no man entered heaven before Christ? And no man has entered heaven after Christ, except by revelation visits, as I called it. Acts 2. Acts chapter 2. Verse 34. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou on my right hand. David's not in heaven. The King David. Okay? Bloodline. Jewish. You know. The good guy. Yeah. He's not there. Bible says that. Well, if any man deserved to be there, he did. But he's not there. Only Jesus Christ is there. Ephesians chapter 4. I definitely am hitting this thing that the dead are not alive. It's a good time to hear it. You guys can't be afraid to speak up with it either. Because anybody with common sense can all of a sudden see through the lies if you tell them the truth. Ephesians 4 verse 7. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive. Whatever it was and is that captivates, he captivated it for you. That means it can't captivate you anymore if you believe the word. And gave gifts unto men. Really something. Today is a glorious day. In that we are born again. Partakers of Christ's resurrection. Perhaps the greatest gift of all is God's grace. Says that in verse 7. We have all been given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ, but we are not allowed into heaven yet. Christ's gifts to men are designed to, well, can we say, appease us? In a sense, until the return of Christ? Really something. Every time it is taught that after you die, you go to heaven, it is an act of treason against God. That's right. All teaching such as this is to take the emphasis of Christ being the only ascended man in heaven away from the eyes of men. It's always designed to get you to not look at the serpent on the pole. Back in the camp with Moses, it's always designed to get you to take your eyes off of Christ. When you are told that your grandma ascended to heaven, it's treason. When you are told that your great-great uncle ascended to heaven and is looking down on you, it's treason. The only ascension message that we are asked and expected to preach is that of Christ. Christ is the only ascended man, period. Hebrews chapter 12. There's only a very small group of people that believe this. And if you don't, or if you have trouble with it, it doesn't alarm me. I just ask that you take the time to study the word. I know what it's like to be born into this world too. And I know what it's like to hear all of these teachings about this. It's not the easiest thing in the world to readjust your thinking to God's word sometimes. But you can. Hebrews 12 verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our believing, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Jesus is the only resurrected and ascended man seated at God's right hand who is ever spoken of in the Bible. If there are so many other people in heaven, why isn't even one spoken of? Just one. If man's ascension to heaven upon death is so imminent, why didn't Paul preach that? You don't read about it in Acts. Why did he only speak of Christ's resurrection? Getting up from the dead and getting up to heaven are two different things. Two different events. Acts chapter 4 verse 33. and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace was upon them all. Well, the great grace came from the original outpouring. They just continued it by speaking the right things, the truth. They didn't go about talking about the resurrection and ascension of John the Baptist, because it never happened. Oh, John still has his head cut off, as sad as that is. They didn't go around talking about the resurrection and ascension of David, or Matthew, or Mark, or Luke, or anybody else. It was only and ever of Christ. Then why has that message changed today? Why is Grandma looking down from heaven getting so much attention? Because the word is no longer taught in our churches. The preachers who teach that Jesus was raised from the dead are the same ones that teach that when you die, you ascend to heaven. Same mouth, same brain. Scary. There's got to be a problem somewhere, and it's not with God's word. It's with man's ignorance of the scriptures. Acts 17. I want you guys to be bold on this. Jesus Christ didn't die, get raised from the dead, and then ascend into heaven so that you could sit around saying grandma's in heaven too. Taking all the emphasis away from Christ. If everybody gets to go, it sounds like a democracy. Okay? And that's what the world does. It tries to make everybody the same. Well, we're not the same. And I don't want to be like the world. I want you guys to become emboldened. When you hear somebody talking about grandma up in heaven again, I want you to tell them, sorry. You know, you don't believe it. Well, you didn't believe about the magnesium either, so maybe you're not going to believe this, but no other man's in heaven. Well, where are they? You've just destroyed my life. I'm filled with so much sorrow that I'm just going to go die. Oh, okay. But if you do, you don't go to heaven. You have to wait for the return of Jesus Christ. I'm not saying you're going to be without conflict. This world's a tough place. But don't propound the lie. Don't promote the lie. Acts 17, verse 31. Because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men in that he raised him from the dead. And when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, and others said, we will hear thee again of this matter. So Paul departed from among them. This was right after Mars Hill. Howbeit certain men clave unto him and believed, among the which was Dionysus the Areopagite, and a woman named Demarius, and others with them. These must have been cool people to have their names put in the word. My name's not in the word. I want to be cool too. I guess it's in the book of life though, so that's okay. Yours too, by the way. Well, things haven't changed much, have they? Today you have your mockers. Did you see that in there? Some mocked. You know what mocking is, don't you? That's what you don't like. You don't like people doing that to you. And procrastinators. You know what procrastinators are? They're the guys that put things off till tomorrow. And they shouldn't. But you also have your believers. People who cleave unto the scriptures. You're going to run into the same types today. Just when will any other resurrections take place? Well, what's the order of who gets lifted up when? Hey, we're all stuck here. You know, I'm, in a way, my words sound like I'm making light of it, but really I'm not. I want you to understand that we're all stuck here. We're all waiting for the return of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the only man that was ever raised from the dead and ascended to heaven. That's his home. Well, spiritually, you know, that's where you belong too. because you're in Christ. You know, you think this one's a big one. This is probably the biggest, I guess. But there's another subject, too, that's just crazy. Evolution. Whew. I'm amazed at how it comes up in almost every book I pick up. Yeah. Every documentary. That's a whole nother subject. But this one, you need to have under your belt. You need to understand the difference between resurrection and ascension. You need to understand that maybe other people have been raised from the dead, but nobody else has ascended to heaven. And if God ever let somebody in up there like Satan, they only got to the throne room. He didn't let them anywhere else. They were allowed to walk up the steps of heaven and go to the throne room and do their business, and then they had to leave. And that was Satan. It's in Job. First Corinthians. Chapter 15, verse 21. For since by man came death, thank you, Adam, by man came also the resurrection of the dead, thank you, Jesus Christ. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order. What's the order of this resurrection business? But wait a minute. Why are you telling me this? Because so many people believe that you're already there. Why would God put this kind of stuff in the Bible? If we're already there, did God just forget? But every man in his own order. Verse 23. You see how easy this is to get? You just have to go to the Word. Christ the first fruits. Afterwards, they that are Christ at his coming. Does everybody understand this? Christ was the first one. Then the Christians. Verse 24. Then everybody else. Then come at the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. There is the ascension order, the resurrection order, so to speak. Some of these people aren't even going to go to heaven. I shouldn't even have said ascension order. It's just resurrection. Number one, Christ. Number two, Christians. Number three, the rest. The rest happened at the end. Now, the end is made up of several experiences, and I'm not going into those today. But you could remember that, can't you? The next time that you get stuck in a corner and, you know, some guy's saying grandma's up there and you're saying, no, she's not. You can remember this, can't you? You say, well, now the Bible says that the first man that got resurrected was Christ, with the intent of going to heaven, that is. The second that get resurrected or gathered together are Christians. And then after that, everybody else has to wait till the end. Now, that's easy enough to remember. Three things. So next time you're watching Lifetime or WE or whatever it is, and they're talking about, oh, it's a comfort because he's just gone to heaven now. And I know he's looking down on me. After you finish your barfing, remember this. Please remember this. The word is so simple. Acts chapter 1. So we know that Jesus died. He was crucified, dead and buried for 3 days and three nights. Then God raised him from the dead. The angel rolled away the stone. Boom, he was out of there. Linen clothes, shellacked, and all laid there. Mary got to see him. He said, don't touch me. Step number one hadn't happened yet. I haven't ascended. Then he ascended. Then he was on earth for 40 days. And then he ascended into heaven to stay there. And then the day of Pentecost happened, which we'll get into in 50 days. Pentecost, 50th. So we have the Ascension, chapter 1, verse 7. And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power. That's a verse you ought to memorize. Then when somebody says, well, when's it going to happen? It's not unto you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power. But I want to be like God. I want to have all the privileges of him, and I want to know everything. Sorry. Read him the verse. I guess I'm a little touchy on this because of the more or less democratic way of thinking that so many people have, that everybody's got to be the same, that nobody's different, you can't have a winner, and all this kind of stuff. Folks, we're all winners here. We beat the other guys hands down. And you have the right to think that. You are better than people who aren't Christians. You are better. But you're not egotistical. You're just better. Because God made you that way. And it's okay to understand that some things are relegated to God. Not you. Never will be relegated to you. Which the Father hath put in his own power. It's okay to understand that. But ye shall receive power. You're not going to be left out. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Those are some nice words that Jesus spoke right before he ascended. And they still apply to us today. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, this is the guys, the apostles minus one. While they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. He was taken up. He ascended. You see, the ascension is different than the resurrection. This happened 10 days before Pentecost. But he got resurrected a lot earlier than that. So now you know the difference between the resurrection and the ascension. You understand the order of things, that Christ was first, you're second, and then everybody else at the end of the world. Now you know that. Now you understand that you became saved because you believed, and there's other people that don't, and they have a tough time about this. They have a tough time receiving spiritual information. But you have the right to believe whatever you want to believe, and I expect you to believe the truth about the resurrection and the ascension. Now there are lots of other teachings available on this subject in our library, because every year I teach something different. If you want to know more about the crucifixion, you can just get the CDs on the crucifixion. If you want to know more about the resurrection, there's other things on that. But for sure, grandma's not up there, great uncle's not up there, and God wants you to understand this stuff as best as you can. So take the time to learn it. Okay? Happy Resurrection Sunday.
Oh, that's great. Thank you, Jerry. That was amazing word of God. Amazing word of God. Well, let's sing I'm So Happy.
I'm so happy and here's the reason why. Jesus took my burdens away. Now I'm singing as the day goes by. Jesus took my burdens all away. Once my heart was heavy with the load of sin, Jesus